We had a fight today. We've been having fights a lot lately, but I'm scared that we won't be able to come back from this one. We said things to each other that weren't nice, and I said things to you that I didn't even mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being able to tell you why I'm upset all the time. I'm sorry that you think you did something wrong when you didn't, and I'm sorry that I don't know how to tell you the truth. That's why I'm writing this, I guess. It's because I know that I'll never send this to you, and you'll never read it. And still, I need to say this somehow. And if I can't tell you, then I'll just have to write it down. I'm in love with you. I know we're young, and I know we're still in high school, and everyone keeps telling me how impossible it is for me to actually be in love with you. But I am. I love you so much. I've always loved you. And even though you know that, you don't know that I'm actually in love with you. It's not your fault, because I could never tell you, because I couldn't lose our entire friendship over this, but I guess I did that anyway. I'm just sorry for all the hurtful things that I said, and I want you to know it's because my entire body hurts whenever I see you kissing her or smiling at her. And I know I can't say anything about my feelings. I know you'll never feel the same way about me. And that's what feels like it's slowly killing me. I always thought I couldn't live without you, but it hurts too much to be around you now. To lie in my bed at night, knowing that I'll never feel your body next to mine, and that I'll never know what your kisses taste like. Still, I shouldn't have said the things that I said. I'll try to apologize tomorrow, but I've never seen you this angry at me before. I deserve it. And I'm really sorry. I just don't know what to do anymore. I can't stop thinking about you, and it makes my chest hurt so much, and I just want to feel good again. I want to laugh with you, and talk with you, and spend time with you, but you're dating her now. And I know why you want to be with her, but I just wish that for once, I could be the most important person in your life. I would love to know what that feels like. We're going to different colleges. And before this, I actually thought that we might keep in touch, but after tonight, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm not sure you'll ever want to talk to me again. Maybe you shouldn't, and maybe that's best for everyone. I'm sorry. I love you.
What do you think? Yeah, I know that you remember that fight. We barely spoke after that, and then we graduated and went our different ways, so I never forgot about you either. I'm sorry about all the things I said and how I acted. And yeah, I know I've apologized like a million times, but every time I remember, I just... Look, I love you, okay? It's fine. What? Yeah, the little splashes on the paper. I might have been crying a little bit when I wrote the letter. Babe, really, it's okay. Baby, I'm really fine now, I promise. It's been years. Okay. God, okay. I know how protective you get. I know, it's just, it's one of those things I love the most about you. But really, I'm fine now. Happened a long time ago, and you're literally holding me right now, okay? Yeah, I guess I did cry a lot back then. Baby, please don't be sad. We're together now. That's the whole reason I read you that, is to prove that things have changed. I know. You hold me tighter when you get protective. I get it. I just... Baby, just look at us. I'm literally sitting between your legs right now after we spent all day fucking. Life can't get any better than this. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wish things would have been different back then too, but... But we have to think about right now. We can't change the past. We can only live in the present. Hey, that was good. Don't be mean. I don't care if God, I love you so much. Are you? God, you can't make me come look like this. You. Baby, that's not. I saw this going, but. Yeah. Yeah, let me. Please. I love you. Down like this, you can just slide your hands beneath my belt and just there, baby. Just you can push your fingers inside me, baby. Please. Sensitive and you get to teasing me like that and I fuck. I love you so much. I'm so thankful that we found each other again too. Just wait a second, babe. I'll go clean up, okay?
All right. Hey.
By the way, how long has it been since we met? No, you're right. It'll be 3 years next month, I think. I do. I remember it like it happened yesterday, honestly. I remember what you were wearing. What you smelled like. I think I even remember how many seconds it took you to finish your coffee. I was just so nervous about talking to you again, and we hadn't seen each other in years, so it... No, the letter was, inside the brown box with the lock. Yeah, the one. Yeah, I lost the keys in the move last year, so... I knew it had some pictures and stuff from when I was younger, so... I figured I'd open it, and I'd kind of forgot about the letter. I was cleaning up the closet last night, and I just kind of wanted to see what was inside, so I broke the lock. I don't know why I kept it. Maybe I was hoping that things would get better for us, and then one day I'd read it, and it wouldn't be so painful like it was back then. I know. I love you too. You make my life better. No, I still can't believe that you liked me too when we were teenagers. You did a good job at hiding it. Okay, fine. I used to be good at hiding it too. What do you think would have happened if we had actually dated back then? I mean, like, do you think we'd still be together now? No, actually, I'm not sure if we would have been, either. Hey! You made fun of me when I said that! I told you it was good. It's a good line. And it's true, we can only live in the present. We're together now, and I love you more than anything. And I think that's all that matters. Okay. Now, lie back. It's my turn to